Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, we welcome into the studio this afternoon the legendary George Gray from The Price is Right, who's with us to play a little game we like to call The Price is Wrong. We have to get kind of right to it, but how are you?
Wow, that was an amazing build-up, Mark. It was one of your best ever. Thank you very much for that.
Hi, everybody. Touching.
I have the official theme, but I wanted to make sure that we get right into it, because sometimes what we do, and the host is responsible, we talk a little bit too much on the front end of it.
And
we don't want to do that, do we? How about if we do it on the back end, right? That sounds dirty, but we're going to do it anyway.
The rear. Sounds like my kind of weekend. All right.
Let's see if I can play the right. Where is my theme here? Now that I went back to my disclaimer. Here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
Friday evening as we...
No, that's not it.
What? That's supposed to be the theme right there, Ethan. It didn't play right.
It's Price is Wrong.
Mark. There, we'll just have to go with that. There's supposed to be music that... What in the world is going on here? Nope, that is not. Something got replaced on the hotkey. George, take it from here. How many times have we screwed this intro up, Fred?
Is it ever this bad on the TV show?
You know what? I can fix this. Well, we can fix any. That's the thing is with.
But can I tell you what's happening?
I usually
have the music bed that plays underneath.
Yep.
It is completely a different file. It's now me. Somehow it's not 32 minutes. Because it's 32 minutes, it's 10 minutes.
You know what? Everybody's thinking it that's listening. We might as well
we
say
don't
it.
Care.
Sue's not here, and we go to hell in a handbasket.
Dun, 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 dun. Let's that's just say happening. We're playing this game here.
All right.
Wrong.
Mark.
There you go, George.
All right. For those of you who are listening and wondering what The Price is Wrong, Mark, is, it's a show that we play. It's where these are real items, okay? These are real items. You can really purchase these in the St. Louis area. They're on Craigslist or on Facebook Marketplace, things like that. So you can really purchase these. If you're listening, you're thinking, man, I gotta have that. It's totally available. So here we go. Here it comes from the beautiful downtown studio of The Mark Reardon Show. It's The Price is Wrong, Mark! All right, we're going to kick things off by saying, hi, Mama May. Hi, Judy Reardon. And, of course, big shout-outs to my Uncle Greg, Aunt Doris, and the one and only Rackaroo. Okay, here we go. First item up for bids on The Price is Wrong, Mark. Now, I'm going to read the items.
Okay.
And then if it's capitalized, I have to shout it.
Of course.
Okay? And then you guys are all going to bid. And then whoever gets closest without going over gets a point. The person at the end wins a fabulous no case. Okay, first item up for bids on The Price is Wrong. Crapshoot, killer new outdoor game with toilet. I repeat, crapshoot, killer new outdoor game with toilet. And here we go. Hey there, me and a couple of friends have developed a fun all-weather day and night addictive game called Crapshoot. Guys and girls, young and ancient, are all encouraged to check out what you need to set up your own backyard game of luck and skill. It's basically quite simple and not too expensive. The object of the game is to throw 30 flying discs, 25 feet, into a standard-sized toilet oval. Not round. Not elongated. This one who gets the most discs in the toilet wins. Can be played by many players. It's great. Little wager, perhaps. Goes great with backyard barbecues and parties. Cornhole doesn't even come close to this at all. So this is an amazing game. If you could see the pictures at home, if you could click on the site, it's actually a toilet that somebody then painted on. So, and then you're going to throw discs into a toilet in your backyard. Oh, think how excited the neighbors will be when they see you set that up. Okay, so here we go. We're going to start with what says it's got Mark first. You know why it says Mark first? Because Fred wrote this down.
That's
so, Mark,
right.
You're going first.
$35, George.
$35 to put a toilet in your backyard.
That's right.
Okay, and then Fred?
Toilets are expensive. I'm going to go $70.
$70. He's really. Okay, here we go. And Ethan?
I'm going to go. Oh, man, this is tough. I'm going to go $34.
$34.
Yes, thank you for
doesn't
doing that.
Doesn't know
I,
how
I
the Price
love
is Right
that
works.
You did
say
that,
36.
But it's submitted. Oh, no, he can't. Oh, no. He's already
nope.
done
nope.
it.
Got it mixed up. Oops. So,
yes, you did. It happens all the time on the Price is Right. God bless people. You know, when you're at home in your underpants eating Cheerios, yelling at the TV, it's easy. But people will go there and somebody will go, $500. And the next person will go, $499.
Yeah.
And it's not until they get home and they go, oh why? Right. Why? Okay. So we got $35, $70, $34 by the rookie Ethan. And the actual price to buy a used toilet with spray paint on it and put it in your front yard, $300.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Ah. Ethan, it wouldn't have mattered.
That's why I'm like, whew,
it wouldn't
right,
have
it
mattered.
Me. All right.
Fred wins round one.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Next item up for bids. Gigantic framed art angel print with hamburger thoughts. This painting is absolutely yeah. huge. It's 56 inches long, 1 inch thick, and 40 inches tall. It's a great addition to any living room or dining room. You'll be the talk of the neighborhood with this beauty hanging in your house. Think of that. You get the toilet in the front yard. You get this in your patio. Oh, my God. So basically, it's the angels, and they're staring up and looking at a badly drawn hamburger and fries.
Can I ask a question?
I wish
for
you would.
Point of clarification.
I wish you would.
Was this piece in the Louvre 10 days ago?
Ooh.
If it was ripped out on purpose.
Okay, all right, good enough.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to start with Fred. What would you bid for this fabulous classical piece of art?
$25.
$25. Ethan, going to go 24?
No, I'm not going to go with 24 this time. I'm going to go with 35.
$35. Mark, it's up to you. This is a fine, fine painting.
$36.
George. $36. That's how you do it, kid. Actual price $50.
Yeah! All right, there
one.
We go.
Oh, beautiful.
I could have $1 it too, but I don't know. There was something about that painting that seemed pretty darn enticing.
Okay, so we got Fred 1, Mark 1, Ethan. All right. Now, this one, I really wish you could see it. I may show it to you guys, but I'm going to read it first.
Okay.
SpongeBob SquarePants Nightstand. SpongeBob SquarePants Nightstand. Fun, right? I mean, the kids will love it, right? It's just a delight. And here we go. I have to read it like they wrote it. If your kid likes SpongeBob. If your kid likes SpongeBob. So that's not kids. If your kid likes SpongeBob, this nightstand is for you. This antique has been transformed by me into everyone's favorite yellow sponge. My son didn't care for it. He told me it scared him. But I think he just outgrew his love of cartoons. Don't pass up this one-of-a-kind item. Okay, you know what? I'm going to fold away the price so you can see it.
Okay.
I just want you to see that kid was right. I don't care if you're young or old.
That's pretty cool.
This will scare the bejesus out of you. Basically, if you're listening, you know what SpongeBob looks like, right? It's a nightstand that he's got the teeth in it, and it basically looks like a horrible monster is going to eat your child. That's what this looks like.
It really does.
I kind of like it, but I see that it could be a little horrifying and traumatic for children.
All right.
That's what I'd
duly
say.
Noted. Well, then you can show that in your price. So, Ethan, what would you like to bid for this fabulous piece of custom art?
There's man, with a description like that, you've got to be crazy enough to try and get a decent deal out of it. I'm going to say $45.
$45. Looking for his first win of the day. Mark?
$60, George.
$60, because Mark likes that.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what Becky would say.
I'm willing to
would
pay,
she
though.
Allow that? If you had the toilet, the art in the dining room, and then this in the kids' bedroom,
so easy.
How would that go?
That's the trifecta. I think she'd approve.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Well, you'd be hugging yourself a lot.
Yes, I would.
And Fred?
I'm going to go with $1.
$1.
Ooh, Fred,
actual
$1
price
does.
For the fabulous SpongeBob item. $200.
Oh, what is going on?
I know, right?
You know what? It's the economy. tariffs, tariffs, am I right?
I think you must be.
Okay, yeah, $200. Mark, that's two for you.
Yes, it is.
One for Fred. Ethan, crickets.
Yep.
All right, we've got two more items. Were you good, Mark?
Oh, yeah, we're
okay,
good.
Okay, here we go. Next item, cursed toaster oven. I repeat, cursed toaster oven. Only used three times. I didn't believe this curse until I lived it myself. Everything you put comes out smelling like fish. And not just fish, sometimes shark, eel, and even octopus. You ever have a fishy sandwich? It's rank, right? Well, get this today and give it to someone you absolutely hate. They'll never see the curse coming. He has a photo of the toaster oven, and his foot is in the toaster oven. I'm not making this up. It's a picture of the toaster oven, and he just has a socked foot that he put in the toaster oven.
Okay, I give him points for creativity on this one.
Yep, you got to say. So now we're going back to Mark. What would you bid for a cursed toaster oven? I think the idea being that you don't use it for yourself, you give it to somebody you hate.
$15, George.
$15 for a cursed toaster oven. Fred?
$20.
$20, okay. Ethan, you seem like you like a good fish sandwich. What would you say?
I've learned my lesson, George. $1.
$1.
Oh, you could have gone in another direction, too, you know. But go ahead. Let's see what happens
okay,
here.
Okay, we've got 15, we got 20, we got $1. Oh, wait, that is the lamest bell.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Oh.
Somebody got the bid right on the nose. It's $20, Fred.
Hey, all right.
Wow, jeez. Look at that.
Nice.
Putting up a clinic.
Mark, I've got your Christmas present.
Two to two here. Oh, amazing. Nice. So okay.
We've got 2-2 and zero. Mm. But this last one.
Remind me who has zero. I couldn't remember. Oh, that's Ethan. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so we've got 2-2. We've got no points. But luckily, this last one is worth 47 points. So it's anybody's game now. All right. And we saved the best item for last. This one is truly a gem. If you're listening, I want to shake your hand, whoever this person is. I want to know you. I want to swim in your pool. I want to drink a beer with you. Here we go. 1999 Toyota Corolla, fine AF. 1999 Toyota Corolla, fine AF.
I love that.
If you don't know what AF is, ask one of your kids.
Yes. Okay. Fred's got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Wait, come on, Fred. Really?
No.
As, and then there's a word that I use a lot.
You don't know what AF stands
okay.
for.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, now we know. One of my favorite words.
Oh, Fred, put down your pipe and cardigan. Come to the party. Here we go. Okay, here we go. You want a car that gets the job done? You want a car that's hassle-free? You want a car that literally no one will ever compliment you on? Well, look no further. It's the 1999 Toyota Corolla. Let's talk about features. Bluetooth? Nope. Sunroof? Nope. Fancy wheels? Nope. Rear view camera? Nope. But it's got a transparent rear window, and you have a blanking neck that can turn.
Yes! I love this.
Let me tell you a story. One day my Corolla started making a strange sound. I didn't give a crap about it and ignored it. It went away. The end. This car will outlive you. It will outlive your children. This car's got history. It's seen some stuff. People have done strange things in this car. It's not going to judge you like a Volkswagen would. You want to know more? Great. I had my car fill out a Facebook survey. Favorite food, spaghetti. Favorite TV show, Alf. Favorite band, tie between Bush and the Gin Blossoms. Let's face facts. This car isn't going to win any beauty contest, but neither are you. Stop lying to yourself and stop lying to your wife. This isn't the car you want. It's the car you deserve. The blanking 1999 Toyota Corolla.
We've done this game for 4.5 years now. That might be the best item that we've ever had. That guy is, I mean, what does this person do in real life? Because if they're that creative,
whoever,
my goodness.
Yes, whoever, if you need a car, buy it from this person.
I love this guy.
Because this person obviously is, you know what? It's a writer. Whoever it is, male or female, this is a writer. Okay, so it's fine AF, and now that Fred actually knows what AF means.
Fine is Fred.
Right.
Fine
that's it.
That's
right.
Fred.
You got a bid, Fred?
Okay, so
I do.
Let's see. We start with you, Fred, right?
Yeah, yeah.
$3,000. $3,000.
I mean, we're bidding on a car.
Yeah,
we
are. Okay. It's okay. 99.
And it's fine. It won't judge you like a Volkswagen would.
That's a grass. That's one of my favorite lines.
Okay, Ethan, what would you bid on this car?
I'm going to go with
$1,000. $1,000. Okay. And Mark. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say $1, George.
$1
it's
for
risky,
the car.
But I'm going to say $1.
It is extremely risky. Okay. So we've got $3,000, $1,000, $1. This is for all the horse apples. The Toyota Corolla Fine AF is ding, 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 ding. Somebody got the bid right on the nose.
I don't think it's me.
The kid sharking from nowhere. $1,000. Ethan takes home the prize in the 18th inning.
Just when I was down and out, they pulled me right back in.
Unbelievable.
Out of nowhere.
We will award the no case. That's so ridiculous that he gets one right. Coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's just ridiculous that Ethan wins this thing, like, with one final lucky guess.
He was sandbagging the whole time. He crushed it!
He did. Great game here this afternoon, Ethan.
The price is wrong.
Mark, I still want to know what happened to our theme song. It just completely disappeared. Would you like to award the no case this afternoon, George Gray?
I would love to, Ethan. You've won a fabulous no case. Your no price showcase begins with a rare tour of the East Wing of the White House. I'm sorry, what? You say it again? Oh, nope, that's been canceled. Instead, you're going to tour the historic Capitol building.
Huh, what?
Oh, yeah, no, that's been put on hold. Okay, you know what? Let's get out of D.C. and fly to New York City to witness mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani tell police that he really loves them. Wait, our flight has been delayed due to a lack of air traffic controllers, so let's take a train out to the west coast of L.A., where Game 3 of the World Series is still underway.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your
yeah.
chance to see Ohtani tour the bases 3 times after hitting his 3rd home run in 3 games of the World Series. Wait, actually, we've just been getting a report. The Blue Jays walked him 5 times in a row after his 2nd home run. If you can get yourself back to St. Louis, Ethan, you'll enjoy an exclusive VIP tour to our 97.1 25th anniversary birthday bash.
Nice.
Wait, that was last week. Okay, thank you very much for paying attention to the Price is Wrong, Mark. Love you, Mama May. Love you, Judy.
That was awesome. Thank you, George Gray. Thank you for doing it without the theme song, which still is mysteriously disappeared.
It doesn't feel the same.
Congratulations, but we always do like to catch up with you. First of all, I do want to say on the birthday front, and George did a couple of greetings, an audio one that we've played. You know, we've been playing a lot of folks during the breaks, but you did a video one on set at The Price is Right that was so cool because it was you, and then you turned the camera on the studio audience. You got them involved. That was awesome. Thank you so much for doing that.
The studio audience is amazing. If you're listening and you ever thought it would be fun, if you're coming out to Los Angeles, get tickets online and come see the show. You will have an absolute blast. First of all, you got a great shot at getting picked, but also we have so much fun in that studio, and Drew and I stay out during the commercial breaks, and that's where really a lot of the fun happens, because Drew will just talk to everybody and, you know, where are you from? What are you doing? And we joke around, we improv. It's just, it's a really good time.
So are you on hiatus right now? Are you approaching that for the year?
If we're not, I just got fired supposed to be shooting.
But you
today.
Still have some shooting still to do before the end of the year.
Yes. Our production schedule has been pretty aggressive, and we shoot again this, it's next Wednesday. Not
okay.
bad. So I came to see Mama May, and then I'm going back to LA to throw my legendary Halloween soiree, which is epic
in
nature.
You know what I just remembered?
What?
Last year, didn't I say to you, George, I'm coming to that damn party next year?
You should
I
have.
I did say that, and
you
I screwed
should
it
have.
Up.
You should. There's a lot going on. It is a party for the days.
How did I let that?
You're off Friday. You could just.
I might just zip out there, right? Can I borrow the note case,
Well,
Ethan?
Between the toilet and the picture frame and the SpongeBob, and then you telling Becky you're leaving.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, good luck with all that.
Exactly.
So we are actually, going to be on hiatus after, at Christmas, and then I don't work again until August. So prepare to see me here. With ridiculously colored soul patches and a lot of schlafly's in my belly.
Are you August? What happened?
No, we've just been shooting so much. We've been shooting the schedule super aggressively. So instead of shooting until April, because we do 195 episodes a year.
Okay,
that's how many we make.
Right,
and it doesn't matter how long we take to make them. So normally it takes until April, but we've been shooting so much, we're going to be done before Christmas.
You suck. When I thought your job couldn't get better, it got better.
What does one do with 8 months of not having to work?
Well, I'll probably be in the police blotter. You'll be reading about me on Ethan's News. It'll happen.
That is really something, though. I mean, I think I can answer this question. I believe it's rhetorical. Have you ever had a break that long?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
so.
I would. Well, maybe we'll have a baseball team for you to come.
Hey, you know what?
It
can happen. Who knows? Well, let's go out and get a team.
How about some travel, George? Have you done any travel lately? International travel.
Here crosses. No, I haven't. I haven't gone international because we've been shooting so much. But I do have to tell you, if you're listening and you like the Halloween episodes, it's kind of neat because this week on Friday is Halloween. Doesn't always happen that way. So CBS decided to air 4 really popular Halloween episodes every day. So it was from 2019, 2022, 3, 4. So today was 2023. Tomorrow's 2024, I guess.
And then the new one.
No, I'm sorry. Today was, 21? And then the new one's going to be on Friday.
Yeah.
Yes. And I won't give it away, but I'll just say you'll never want to eat cotton candy again.
Okay, good enough.
It's really fun. So they're really, really fun episodes.
Awesome. Well, listen, now I'm pissed off at myself for not keeping
for
my
losing
promise
to Ethan.
Go. Well, for losing and not going to your party, because I just flash back to that text, because I know it's funny, because I was sitting here, I sit here with my iPad every day, and I have this, if you have Apple products, your photo roll kind of, and the one the other day that came up, and this was the last time I saw you in LA, it was 2019, I was there for the Irishman junket, you picked me up in that fancy red car, I can't remember which one, the convertible, and we drove up to your place. That was the first time I think I got to see your house, and the cats and all that stuff. It was a lot of fun, and we hung out, but that was 6 years ago. I can't even believe it's been that long.
You know, see, you're due.
I know. I'm overdue. Have fun at the party, and we'll see you soon enough.
Love it.
Thank you, George Gray. We appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.